Saad, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
This year is the 15th anniversary for one of Cincinnati's most interesting art organizations, SOS Art Cincinnati, which was founded by you, and it regularly contributes a lot to our local art scene. This year's annual event will run for 10 days, June 2nd through June 11th, and includes an art exhibition at the Art Academy on Jackson Street and over the Rhine, as well as poetry readings, performances, dance, films, and panel discussions. So where will all this be going on?
It's going to be at the Art Academy.
Everything's there.
Everything will be there. The exhibit, the collective art exhibit, and the Festival of the Arts. The Festival of the Arts will be over 2 weekends.
Well, one of the things that interests me is the breadth of involvement in this project. I understand that Greater Cincinnati artists of all expressions are invited to take part, and that includes visual artists and artists in verbal, musical, and film fields. Can you tell us something about how all these different expressions are accommodated?
Yes. Actually, it really relates to the mission of SOS Art, which is to promote the use of all arts for peace and justice, and to give the voice to artists, mainly local artists, to use their art as an expression for things that concern them, for peace and justice, and for a better world. In this respect, it doesn't limit itself only to the visual arts, but as well to other expressions. Mm-hmm. And everything comes together to add really to the same goal in a way, which is how can we make this world a better world? How can we be involved in it as artists? Our art not only being an object, a commodity, a consumer result, but more as an expression of who we are, as our voice.
Well, I wanted to ask you what specific issues you've dealt with previously and what specific issues you're looking at this year.
And by choice, the theme of SOS Art are kept wide, which are peace and justice. It means that we don't really have every year one theme that we focus on. The reason why is we would like as many artists who want to say something about an issue that concerns them to be able to say it. SOS Art is open to everyone. It's free. It's non-juried. So anyone who wants to say something comes in. Now, what are the issues that have been addressed in the past and will be addressed this year? You have a lot of issues that kind of come back. I mean, politics, environment, health issues, poverty. But of course, every year you will have probably more submissions according to the current climate of the year. For instance, this year I expect that there will be a lot about the current political situation, probably the environment, the health issues. What's really it is that this whole event reflects what's going on in the society as large. It becomes a microcosm of what's really going on. And when you walk in the art exhibit, you're hit by all issues that are really daily issues that we confront as a society.
Well, SOS became officially a nonprofit 1.5 years ago. How has this changed the organization?
Well, in two ways. Number one, it's really good that we're a nonprofit because we can have access to grants, we can request donations, and SOS Art being completely money-free means nobody pays to be part of it, nobody is being paid to be in it. We need kind of finances to help us. And in this way, the nonprofit is really good. The nonprofit also, through the creation of a board and of a mission going on, will ensure the perennity of SOS Art. So SOS Art will not disappear if we really have it as such. These are really the good things. And at the same time, our mission is growing. So we are doing much, much more than in the beginning. In the beginning, it was mostly provide a venue, an opportunity to artists, encourage the artists, create a collective group of artists who work together in where they live. Now we're more involved in education. So we're really trying to get the message to schools. And one program that I'm personally very, it's very close to my heart in a way, is how we can use the teaching of art as a mean and a tool to introduce values of peace and justice in the youth. Because art is so powerful and can change people, and values, we know we acquire them by the age of 10, and they stay with us for the rest of our life. So it's a great way to use art and link it to values. It's kind of like this is a different branch and we've been working on and it's growing and we have a few pilot tests going on. So hopefully it will lead somewhere good.
Do you find that there's a good deal of variety in the work that's submitted?
There's a lot of variety, not only in the themes, but also in the modes of expression. You have paintings, drawing, sculptures, mixed media, videos, photography, name it. And the themes are so varied. It goes from personal issues about how to deal with life and death, how you're seen by others, you're discriminated against, the environment, the politics, the domestic violence, all of these are there. So there's a lot of variety. And that's why the entire show is very strong, because it really reflects what's going on.
Well, SOS also publishes an annual book of poetry and illustrations by local writers and artists. And you also publish a book with profiles of artist activists in the Cincinnati area. What can you tell us about these books, and when do they appear?
The poetry book, this will be the 14th book this year, and it's an anthology that is published yearly, which wants to give the voice to local poets and local visual artists to collaborate and work on issues of peace and justice. So this is the 14th year, and this book has around 60 local poets and around 35 visual artists. It's wonderful because these books reflect on the same issues, but also represent like a milestone in what's going on in Cincinnati, because every year you see the poetry and the drawings kind of like changing, adjusting more to what's going on. And this is a wonderful experience. And so far in these books, I could say that they've included close to 600 local poets and close to 400 visual artists, individual visual artists. And right now, there's an exhibit of one of these books at the Kennedy Heights Art Center in their annex gallery. And it's the drawings and poems of the 2014 book. The book is titled For a Better World. So you'll see side by side poetry and drawings. Now, the other book you alluded to, and it's Greater Cincinnati Artists as Activists. And also, it is part of SOS Art Mission, which is to let people, let artists who are using their voice for things that are important for them to be known and seen. So in this respect, I interviewed 50 local artists, and they're not all visual. There are also some poets, but their commonality is that they each, through their art, speaks about an issue that is important to them. And in this way, they become activists. And this book has been published a year and a half ago, and it's called Greater Cincinnati Artists as Activists. It is available, if someone is interested in getting it, at the Western Art Gallery, downtown Cincinnati.
Well, year-round efforts of SOS Art include working with a special program at the Taft Museum and also with the Cincinnati Recreation Commission. Are there summer programs with the Recreation Commission?
Yes, so this is something very new. There are summer programs, and we're going to participate in two ways. Number one is that many of the recreation centers participate in the art exhibit. And this year, we're going to have an afternoon of CRC visit to SOS Art, mm-hmm. where the kids will come, will look at the art, will do some art activities, some poetry writing, and so on. And this will take place on Wednesday, June the 7th. Now, the other thing that is very exciting, and this is one of the pilots I mentioned earlier, Clifton Cincinnati Recreation Center will have a summer program between June and August this year. And we're going to try and pilot the idea of introducing, through the teaching of art, the introduction of values of peace and justice. We are going to this year address two values through this summer camp, which are honesty and compassion, and try to work throughout the arts on these values.
Well, we certainly wish you well with all these interesting projects. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about the SOS exhibition and the many activities of that 10-day event and all the other things that you do.
Thank you so much, Jane.
We've been talking with Saad Ghosn, founder and president of SOS Art. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.